from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we are on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:08. Thank you for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by... Did I say Hayes Jewelers? Where the answer is always yes?
You did that.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
There it is. I've done it for so many years, for so long now. It's like, did I just say that or not?
It's in your head, no matter what. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Darth Vader.
Yes.
James Earl Jones. My goodness.
Yeah.
Just say the voice. That's what he should be known as.
No. I am the father.
One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
What a voice.
I didn't know he did all that other stuff. I thought he only did Conan. Wasn't that his greatest role ever? I'm like, that's James Earl Jones. What's he doing there?
That's funny. That's going back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not for me.
Well,
like a spring chicken, it was like yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait.
Perspective.
So, James Earl Jones, 93.
That's a good run, you know? 93? Yeah, that's pretty good.
He just had this baritone voice that, I mean, it was so recognizable.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually, in a way, maybe fortunate that he had the success he did because it was so unmistakable. It was him.
Oh, you can get a podcast.
Yeah, as soon as you hear his voice, that's James Earl Jones. You don't even think about then the character or anything else.
Right.
The Darth Vader thing was really good because, obviously, it's not him physically in the outfit.
Right.
So that worked well. Anyway, seemed to be a reasonable kind of guy in whatever interviews I've seen him in.
Uh-huh.
So, but rest in peace, 93, James Earl Jones. Wow. Last night, Monday Night Football, it was the return of Aaron... Let's eat some mushrooms, Rogers. They're like, how, you know, what do you, are you nervous, you know, and all that? He's like, dude.
No way.
Dude, man, it's just the idea of being out on the field is, you know, tripendicular, man. And, yeah.
No.
Now, look, he's different, but I like that. Yeah. I do. Yeah. Anyway, it wasn't all I think he hoped it would be, but, you know, he... stayed in one piece. I think that was probably the most important thing.
That's important.
But look, the 49ers, they've got a strong team. 32-19, 49ers won. And here's the thing. Christian McCaffrey, the all-world running back for the 49ers, was sidelined. He was on the injured reserve or whatever, a calf issue. And he's an integral part of the offense. He really is. And he's the guy that you can count on about 1 to 2 yards extra than any other running back would get on a lot of plays. Well, his backup, Jordan Mason, and I saw him, you know, before the game. I go, that's not a running back. What's that dude go, like a buck 70? He's not a running back. Can't charge and carry linemen. Well, he apparently had one heck of a night, his best night ever. And really, I mean, so the game plan went swimmingly well, and Jordan Mason. So, tip of the hat to that guy. Yeah. Big shoes to fill, and apparently he did it. Coming up at 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. We're going to chat with him and Francine Francine, you know what? We're not going to have to dance with Francine, at least not here in the Sunshine State, it looks like. Now, Francine is still Tropical Storm officially, but since she's blowing about 65 miles an hour, she's right on the precipice of becoming a hurricane, full-fledged. And I have a sneaking suspicion at, if we don't get an advisory 8 a.m., possibly be a hurricane, if not, certainly by 11.
Yeah.
That's my guess. That's the expert's guess. We'll go along with that. And then they're saying, you know, Wednesday, they'll start feeling the effects maybe around New Orleans. But this thing, ground zero, actually is between Houston and New Orleans. But
New Orleans, places you don't want to be when the waters come in.
New Orleans is going to be on a dirty side.
Like dirty rice.
Yeah.
Love me some dirty rice.
I do, too. I was just talking about that last night. Funny.
That sounds good.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on it. But again, unless you're going to visit in the next few days, the New Orleans or Houston area, I wouldn't be too terribly concerned about it. But this is what we do. And we'll keep an eye on that for you. All right. What else do we have going on? Oh!
There's that little thing going on.
There's a little...
little get-together.
Little squared circle.
Yeah,
a little possible confrontation. Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, the greatest president of all time, Donald J. Trump, taking on.
The crowd goes wild, if there was one.
Camilla the killer. She's killed the English language and sentence structure since she started. Anyway... Yeah, they're going to debate tonight. I was hoping 8 p.m., but it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the city of brotherly love tonight.
How ironic.
She'll bring everyone together.
Bringing joy. Is she bringing joy, Bob?
She's bringing joy in all of her other personalities. They're all going to be there.
Oh, my goodness.
Sybil. And all the cackling and laughing a person could stand. Prediction. Trump, serious facts, hammering especially on the border.
No.
Border, economy, wars, absolutely going to stay focused.
No.
Kamala is going to be left deer in headlight moment after moment. Greg.
No.
No. What?
No.
How dare you?
He will touch on those things. I don't think he can help himself.
Really?
No.
Name calling?
Little name calling. I mean, if you would call her a Berkeley liberal, that'd be fine because that's accurate and not personal.
Mm-hmm.
If he uses the word dumb or lunatic, he's still going to irritate conservative women because they don't like the name calling thing.
Right.
I don't think he can stay on point.
And I do.
Yep.
What are we betting on? The lunch I owe you from seven years ago?
7 years ago, yes. If you win, you don't owe me the lunch from 7 years ago.
No, that's not the spoils of, let's just forget that.
Okay, if I win, you owe me two lunches.
Statute of limitations ran out on that lunch, right?
It's not quite 7 years yet.
When's it going to be?
Probably in another couple of months.
But I promised you lunch right away, or was it?
It actually probably was a little on in,
okay.
Probably 6 years you've owed me
lunch.
And
that's exactly the statute of limitations for free lunch.
Oh.
Anyway, okay.
I don't think he can help himself.
And we'll have our own debate tomorrow as to how the debate went.
I hope I'm wrong.
That's what we do.
I hope I'm wrong, because I would like to see him come out a good knockout, facts.
Well, give me the reason why you think it's going to go the way you think it's going to go, because when you said something earlier to me off the air, it made sense.
Because even yesterday, he's making speeches, and he can't control himself from calling her names.
Yeah, what you said to me, if you remember, was you said everybody's telling him not to call her names. Everybody's saying be calm, be cool, stick with the facts.
He's
and
Trump.
Because everybody's telling him that, it could be listening to none of them. And
he does things his own way.
Trump full throttle.
Even in speech yesterday, I'm never wrong. I've never been wrong.
Trump unrestricted.
Unrestrained.
The governor is off. The turbo charges are on.
We'll see.
Yeah. He should just run across. No.
I hope I'm wrong. I really do.
I think he's going to be calm, cool, and measured. I hope I'm right.
Donald, which Donald are you talking about?
The one that was pretty good with Biden. He was pretty patient, that's don't you
true.
Think?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
6:17, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And a bunch of people approve of Trump's Arlington visit, but some don't. Interesting. Details on that and more on the way. 97.3, The Sky. Hey, it's my cousin Axel.
Right, sure.
It is.
Let's go with that.
6:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, and it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And Trash Talking we shall do, or we'll just use the people who respond on the interwebs of the world. Mm. Sometimes they can be entertaining.
Oh, yeah, they can be interesting.
It also ties in a local story. Jessica Ann Lampkin, 38 of Gainesville, according to our friends at the Alachua Chronicle, she has been charged with swindling customers of Buckhalter Heating and Air out of $71,000.
That's not very nice.
By asking them to pay cash and then keeping the money.
Oh, no.
The complaint was actually sworn out by and filed by the Alachua Police Department. And so she's an employee of this AC company and allegedly saying, hey, to the customers, as she was, you know, the person kind of running the office. She'd be the one answering the phone and that. And it said, hey, you know, we could probably get you a discount if, you know, you can pay in cash.
Whoops.
And in fact, I'll even, you know, come to your house to pick it up.
How kind.
I mean, that's customer service.
That's over the
top. Yeah, that's when you got to wonder. You go, hey, that service is a little too good. But, or she'd meet people at various businesses or whatever to collect the cash. Of course, these are all allegations until proven true. But so anyway, there is a photo of her, and it looks as though there could be some augmentation of the lips.
I'd say so. That's right. Reasonable. Those don't look like original.
And she works for an air conditioning company. So here's some of your comments. I think we can all agree what she did was not cool.
Wow.
Sorry, folks. I'm here the rest of the week. Try the veal. I thought that was funny.
That's funny.
Chill out, man.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
71K, all she has to show for it is horrible Botox and a felony?
Oh, that's a good one.
Somebody else said, well, that blows.
Okay, all right.
Somebody else said, whoever did those lips and eyebrows, they need to be charged with a crime, too.
Okay, that's
that was pretty good.
That's a really good one.
All right, and that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
People are funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's piling on a little bit, but you did $71,000.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Well, who knows? Maybe she has a child that needs an operation.
Could be.
But
there are options besides ripping people off.
If you have a child doing anything that very well could land you in prison may not be a good option. Just saying.
Yeah. There's other options.
Okay. Never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe. That's the key thing. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show. No charge. To the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcast. The Bob Rose Show. Subscribe. Click it. No fee, no charge. Just like radio itself. The original wireless device.
Isn't that amazing?
It is still amazing.
You can listen to it anywhere.
After all these years.
It doesn't cost you anything.
It's on right away. It click, boom, right. There it is.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yep. All right. So there's that. California loses power again.
This is becoming a pattern.
Oh, it has. It has for at least a few years now. Why? Well, there was a heat wave. It is interesting that California led the nation in pushing for electric cars, for the EVs.
I know.
Yet they probably have, seriously, the weakest, most fragile electrical grid of any state in the union.
That is ironic.
California residents once again struggling to keep the lights on after as many as 50,000 people lost electricity in a heat wave this past weekend. It even caused the famed Hollywood Bowl to cancel a concert due to the power outage. Yep. So there you go. No concert. Can't charge up your car.
No.
How do you get to work the next day? I don't know.
Air conditioning. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Department of Water and Power crews were working as quickly as they could, restoring power to some 50,000 customers. I mean, we're working. What are they doing? It's not like lines were down. It was like a brownout blackout, like the system was overwhelmed. I don't know how what kind of working you do. I guess when these things happen, I guess you get transformers that blow up.
Yeah.
So then you got to replace them. But, yeah, it's kind of like, what did they do? Put them all in, like, gerbil wheels and go, hurry up. You need to generate some electricity. And you're like, we're moving as fast as we can on this treadmill.
We got cars to charge. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And yet they continue to push it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It really is the definition of insane. Kamala trailing in some key demos in some states, and this might be a little surprising. I'm going to share that information with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:38. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, we know you're busy. Let's make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit subscribe. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez has been added to the Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue itinerary.
Nice.
And so, yeah, that just fresh off the press yesterday, we got word. So that's the deal. And we've had her on the air several times, more than a few times. And she's an excellent speaker. So I'm sure she will be informative and entertaining. And that is September the 20th. It's Friday night. So get your tickets before they sell out. It is the biggest fundraiser for the Republican Executive Committee in Alachua County.
1 week from Friday. It's going to sneak up on us.
Which, how much funds do you have to raise when there's only like 18 Republicans?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
It's all about amortization.
Here's what you have to do. Show up. If you're a Republican, yes. Show up for every single election, no matter what.
Vote.
And shake your neighbors. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
All right. I'm sure we'll get back to that theme here momentarily. James Earl Jones passed away at the age of 93. Rest in peace. Unmistakable voice.
No, I am the father.
One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes. I think I'm going to get PTSD.
Oh.
No, you don't understand, Greg.
Yep. What's
you
that?
Don't understand.
Really? What is it?
The Lion King.
Oh.
The Lion King.
Yeah.
I had a minivan.
Oh, no.
And then I installed a little, like, TV so that the kids could watch, you know, electronic babysitting device.
Yes.
And then we got a conversion van. Clifford the Big Red Dog, we used to call it. And it was, life was good for the kids. Had the big old TV, you know, it had that high, the taller roof. So, and so we'd be on vacation or just doing anything, you know, driving. And the Lion King in loop.
Over and over.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I ever actually saw it beginning to end.
But you heard the whole thing.
I heard the whole thing.
That's funny.
A few times.
That's funny.
Yeah, but also those are good flashbacks, too, because you think.
Yeah.
And the kids were having fun. All right. So we've got that. Let me see. I covered that. Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Football player, Jets.
Yep.
He hadn't stepped on a football field to play in like 600 days. Yeah. He got hurt right before the season started last year. So can you imagine the first time back in your first professional football game,
mm-hmm.
you're facing the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football. Intimidating to most, but not to Aaron Rodgers. He was like, dude, I got this, man.
Wow.
It's like, chill, man, I got this.
Yeah.
And maybe he was a little too laid back because 49ers won. They also had an impressive performance of running back Jordan Mason. Yeah, don't feel bad if you never heard of him. I never did. He was filling in for Christian McCaffrey, who is like all world, right? Filling in, I go, that little guy? Of course, I said that about Emmitt Smith, too. And
yeah,
that didn't matter much. But a little in terms of he seemed skinny. Like, you got to try to get linemen like off you. You got to drag them a few yards. But he did a great job, and he broke personal records for sure. But anyway, so in his debut, Aaron Rodgers, they fell a little bit short. So 32-19, but at least he's healthy. He's playing football. He's, what, I think 40 now?
Which, I love it.
40 is the new 30 in sports, possibly. Well, that might be pushing it a little.
If you're not beat up by then.
Yeah. Kamala Poll. Interesting. A survey shows that Muslim voters in 4 of 6 critical swing states are rejecting Kamala Harris, who faces the Abandon Harris campaign over her and President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Now, the polling comes from the far-left Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE. And when I say far-left, I mean they're categorized by the United Arab Emirates as a terrorist organization.
So they're way over there.
A U.S. federal judge ruled in 2009 that evidence existed to establish ties between CAIR, C-A-I-R, and Hamas.
Ooh.
All right. So, again, but that's where the polling information is coming from.
But they would have a perspective of that crowd.
Well, yes.
If you look at it that way, they may be more accurate.
Now, this just came out yesterday, but it shows, believe it or not, listen to this, that the Green Party's Jill Stein is actually beating Harris among Muslim voters in Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin.
Wow.
Jill Stein.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And then Muslim voters in Nevada apparently prefer President Donald Trump.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Now, at the last minute, will some of them come around?
Mm.
Now, that'll be interesting as well. But you know how we all feel about polls, so don't rely on any of it. Show up.
Yes.
Vote. Bring all your friends. Bring all your relatives. Make sure nobody in your neighborhood has an excuse, like the car's not running or whatever. And go early. I know as Republicans, we like to vote on the day. Don't wait until then. Something could get in the way. Something big, something little, something personal, or something bigger.
Or some kind of surprise we weren't expecting.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get it done. Earlier, better rather than later. Coming up, the big debate is tonight. But tomorrow is a huge day for America. The anniversary of 9/11.
Wow.
Will that fit into the program in some way, shape, or form? I think it might. I'll give you my take and Greg's take coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:45 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's another day in paradise on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. All right, tonight, big debate, and I think it's going to be interesting. One of the reasons why could be the factoring in 9/11. That's right. Tomorrow is the anniversary. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just hold that thought for a moment, because I want to give you a Radiant Credit Union tropical update in case you have any concerns about Francine. First of all, don't worry about anything, it looks like, in regards to Florida, unless you are like on the very tip top of the state, you know, and even then it's
if you can see Louisiana, you might
then you might
then
have
you
a little caution.
Be a little concerned.
This thing is ground zero. You know, it's probably going to hit sometime tomorrow afternoon on the Gulf Coast, generally between Houston and New Orleans. And this thing is 65 miles an hour. They believe it's going to turn into a hurricane anytime now. But that's where it is expected to go. If anything changes, of course, we're going to stay on top of it and let you know. If you're going to be traveling into that area, yeah, you need to stay on top of it. So tomorrow, this anniversary, a time probably one of the last times that a lot of Americans remember Republicans and Democrats,
yeah,
and the nation and the people united. So I was praying on the way to work today, which I try to do, and I thought about it, and I said, dear Lord, you know, I pray that we can all come together. And halfway through it, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sorry, check that, Lord.
Yeah.
I pray for your will, first of all.
Yes.
But I'm not going to pray that we come together, because what is the biggest things that make us come together is
tragedy.
9/11.
Yeah.
Attack at Pearl Harbor.
Right.
These things pull people together. Yes, I want us to unite, but at what cost?
Right.
And here's the key to the debate in terms of it being so timely with 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Trump needs to very much correlate directly the open borders with the huge national security risk that it is.
Right.
And really tie it in.
Mm.
And the risk of a terrorist attack. And, you know, how many people did we catch that were on the terrorist watch list? How many did we not catch?
Right.
You know, I would like to see him really expose that. I don't see how you can sit back and allow someone to keep the borders open the way that Kamala and Biden have, and not just keep them open, initially opening them. Mm-hmm. So he needs to make sure he holds her accountable there, because she should be held accountable. That, to me, is you cannot lose that debate. Yeah, let's say there's 50, let's say there's 25% of whack job Americans who think, oh, yeah, we shouldn't have borders anywhere in the world or whatever.
Right.
Okay, these dopey people. Yeah, I know some of them have all kinds of letters behind their names, but still.
They're dopey.
They don't think. Those whack jobs are already voting for the most far left wacko they can find anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they mean nothing, absolutely nothing.
No.
The focus is on regular folk. I mean, even RFK said, hey, there's no doubt about it, Trump is the candidate of the common man. Mm-hmm. And he is, because we see how these things affect us, the common man, the middle class, the, you know, I just want to have a chance to raise my family above the poverty line and maybe not have to eat cat food when I retire. I mean, that's the typical goal of a lot of us. And some of the things that are going to get in the way is this mass immigration. And we see it unfolding. We've seen it unfold in Europe. And part of the problem is because of our media and their lefty take, they don't share with us a lot of the stories about all the crisis that goes on related to that mass immigration that's taken place there. They don't share those stories with us. And if they did, it would bode very, very well for somebody like Donald J. Trump. And this is one of the things that also got him elected initially. He raised the flag of warning. And then he followed through and did everything he could in terms of securing the border, building a wall. And he didn't have a lot of support. So Kamala's going to try to play that. Oh, well, you know, with the help of it was a Republican, Congress
bipartisan
that got in the way. And hopefully he'll be able to help the folks understand that in a clear and concise way that, hey, this was a terrible bill that was not going to make the border nearly as secure as what I did just with executive orders alone. And you purposefully, you and Joe Biden, opened the borders. This was not an accident, and you own it. What do you have to say for yourself? You're in an indefensible position. What do you say, Kamala?
What does the border czar have to say?
Ooh.
Just saying.
Yeah. Would that be name-calling if he calls her a czar?
That one's okay.
All right.
Or buzzar.
We're an hour away from talking to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. A lot more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.